In Michigan, an assistant attorney general is heading to court and could lose his job. As Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluto reports, the government lawyer has been on a personal crusade against the openly gay student body president of the University of Michigan.
Assistant Attorney General Andrew Chervell took a sudden leave of absence today. That's after the University of Michigan officially barred him from campus. He's been threatened with arrest for trespassing if he returns. Here's why. Chervell has been showing up at campus events to protest and taunt U of M's first openly gay student body president, sociology major Chris Armstrong. Chervell also has a blog called Chris Armstrong Watch devoted to the college senior. Chervell did not respond to NPR's request for an interview, but he did defend his actions earlier this week on CNN.
Chris Armstrong is a radical homosexual activist who got elected, partly funded by the Gay and Lesbian Victory Fund, to promote a very deeply radical agenda at the University of Michigan.
Among other things, Chervell has published a picture of Armstrong online and digitally pasted a Nazi swastika over his face alongside the word resign. Chervell puts his words and deeds in the context of a political campaign. Political speech is very protected, with wide latitude to say and do things that might otherwise get a person in trouble.
In any political campaign, you have to raise awareness and issues, and that's one way of doing it is by protesting.
Part of that protesting included staking out Armstrong's home and videotaping him at all hours. Chervell's boss is Michigan's Republican Attorney General Mike Cox. He initially said, as obnoxious as Chervell's behavior seemed, there was nothing he could do about it. Outside of the office and off hours, Cox said his employee had free speech rights and civil service protection. Now Cox says he's taking a closer look at his employee's behavior.
I'd made a mistake, or I should have been more diligent, and ultimately that's all on me.
Cox says he's done a more thorough examination of Chervell's blogs.
I was shocked. I knew he had political views of a certain bent, but reading the blogs really aren't, you know, in the conventional sense, political discourse. They're really these screeds attacking it individually, personally.
Cox says the early hour stakeouts of Armstrong's home may also have crossed a line. The attorney general says he's been getting 100 emails a day calling for him to fire Chervell. He says Chervell will face a disciplinary hearing under civil service rules if and when he returns to work, but Cox is careful to say he has not prejudged the situation. Thomas Habratowski is an openly gay U of M junior majoring in English. He says the atmosphere on campus has been intense but supportive in the past few days.
Yeah, it affects the college life just a little bit. It kind of brings forth a sense of unity through everyone in their classes. Not only students, but also professors are showing their support for Chris Armstrong right now.
Habratowski says that includes distributing T-shirts on campus expressing support for the student body president. Armstrong has asked for a restraining order against Chervell. A court hearing on that has been scheduled for Monday. The Michigan Attorney General says he's sending another government lawyer to the courtroom to monitor what happens and report back to his office. For NPR News, this is Rick Pluta in Lansing, Michigan.
All Things Considered continues in a moment.